when we start realizing there's more in our past that's starting to show up in our present, then our future is going to start looking brighter, because we know changes for the better are in front of us. We know we can reach out and grab them and start implementing them. Love, the powerful force in the universe.
Well, even if you trace back to the actual chemicals and the emotion being created in the brain, if they take it down to its smallest structure, it starts with the EH structure. What I'm trying to tell you is, scientifically, love is the most powerful energetic value on this planet.
Love, in my opinion, is got to be unconditional love, or it isn't love. Because if you've got any kind of a what's in it for me, or what can I get out of it, you're altering what you're trying to accomplish, and it's not going to work. Because if you don't give it from the heart, if you don't know and have no expectations of the outcome, that's pure love, and it's unconditional. Now,
hi, this is Sarah. Before we get into our regular programming, I want to tell you about the Sheriff fundraiser that we're doing. We're trying to raise $300,000 to educate at least one third of the sheriffs in this country to protect our rights, the rights that are promised to us in the Constitution, and not only to educate them on what their oath of office is, but also on how to go about doing that. If there are more business shutdowns, and more importantly, if there's a mass forced vaccination plan that gets implemented, how do the sheriffs protect our rights? And they need to be ready and prepared to do that. So this educational effort, this major fund drive that we're doing of $300,000, will go to fund this effort to get them educated. So if you have any money that you can donate, and I realize that there are many, many people out of work, but if you do have some money that you can donate to this very important cause, please consider doing that. You can go to sheriffffund.com and donate today. Thank you so much for supporting this important cause.
And you use it, and what happens to people that have a surplus of karma is doors open, opportunities create, the matrix creates in the simulation positive outcomes for that avatar's actions based on the amount of positive karma they've got in their bank.
Well, how does it work though when there are negative people who seem to be doing negative things but seem to have all these things, and we have this is dark, but, and I didn't want to get too dark, but I have to ask these questions.
No.
The trafficking and the money, you know, they do such evil things and they control so much of the world. How does that work? How do they get
they don't go to bed at night without that stress of playing the game. In other words, when are they going to get caught? Where are the limits to what they're doing? In other words, you see it, we see it from a parallax view. We see it from a view that's not in there, not directly. We see it from the side angle. And you see them driving fancy cars, they're not happy. They're not experiencing love. They're not, they don't have somebody they go home and hug. They don't have the warm feelings. They chew on their fingernails at night. They worry about how far the feds are or the people are following to chase them. In other words, it looks glamorous from afar, but it's still negative.
So a psychopath isn't happy, is what you're saying. They can't love. A psychopath can't love. A psychopath hurts others, and
they programmed something in there. They really programmed their thoughts of an outcome. They had what's in it for me, and they kind of followed that path, and everything else that would have been positive, they push aside because they have an agenda they want to accomplish at whatever cost. It's a greed. It's a very destructive force in us. Not all of us, obviously, but that greed attitude poisons the whole system at some point. And you've got to clear that up.
Well, if you didn't have it, then who are you going to pick on to be the bad guy? In other words, if you don't have salt, how can you taste sweet or taste sour if you don't taste sweet? In other words, if you don't have a bad person in the matrix, then the matrix isn't balanced for you to learn anything. There's no right from wrong.
Well, and one thing that people say, and Christians say, and all religions say, I want this to be a holistic, and everybody can learn from this, is that this is a place we go to grow, and
yes,
and that we, this simulation, this avatar, this whatever it is a place that we grow and learn and become greater souls. Can you explain that? How does that tie into the science that we're finding?
Because there's a cycle in life. There are ups and downs, and it goes in rhythmic cycles. So we have to have ugly to recognize beauty. We have to have an understanding so that we can grow from there and recognize it. When we see these cycles and we know we're at the bottom of one cycle, where we pretty much are now in life, we know we have to change because this path is very destructive. So we recognize the things that are going wrong and we start introducing the things to bring about a better life. We can find those things by raising our awareness of a lot of it. That's how that balance comes about, by recognizing the path we're on is not so good and the things that we can do to change it are available to us. And start making those changes. It's got to be a conscious effort. You got to be forcing your will. You've got to do things in accordance to your will. You have to set that will and make it happen.
But we know that in a religious kind of, you call it reincarnation. It doesn't matter what religion, but if you come back to this life, this planet, again, you're reincarnating. You're re-entering the matrix. Okay, if every time you come, you work on your faults, and you have a list of the things that you didn't learn, you weren't able to deal with greed, you weren't able to deal with the loss of a loved one, you went psycho and shot up the post office. I mean, whatever those fail points were in your previous avatar experience, then they need to be in your next experience so that you cross those paths and are able to judge them from a better perspective because you're experienced in it now. Does that make sense at all?
So your soul has experience, but we don't remember it. But we remember it at a gut level or something.
Yes, and at a subconscious level. Yeah. There is... You know right from wrong, and if you go on instinct, and most people don't. Most people don't go on instinct. They go on, they go on peer pressure or what will somebody think. But if you go on gut instinct, it's probably what you were discussing before you entered the avatar into the matrix. In other words, it's the design path that you are looking for in the play, so that you achieve all the goals and lessons so that you can leave here saying, I can scratch that off the list. I can scratch that off the list. And if life was perfect, like Christians call heaven or nirvana, which may be the other side of the matrix, that may be where we all are at in a conscious level. And if it was perfect and everything, you get everything you want, there's no hostility, there's nothing but love, how exciting is that? I mean,
you can't grow, right? You need that, those
but how
challenges.
How exciting is that? If you sat around and you had everything fed to you and you sat at your house, at some point you become bored and it's mundane. In other words, you know, I need to get back into the game. So that literally, like the adage says, I need to put me in, coach. I need to get back into the game so that I can make a difference for the people that I know on this side. Let me be a act in their play so that I can make sure that they progress along like they're supposed to.
When you know there's a chance to fail, then you can start realizing you can do things to succeed. And that knowing that there's a failure point builds self-confidence in knowing and learning and gathering information and resources so that you can overcome those things. But you got to be, you got to identify them.
Yeah.
This is just so fascinating because it is a big circle back to science and religion and all these things. I think when you throw out the baby with the bathwater and you just look at it from one perspective, you can get skewed. There's a lot of people that just look at science in a very narrow stance and think there's nothing else, but, you know, and then there's...
Well, they think it's a matrix, but they don't think that there's consciousness involved. A lot of the quantum physicists think that they're just zombies walking along in this litter matrix and that there's nothing that connects us. Well, there's the underlying energy that controls the whole system. There has to be an energetic construct that's shared through everything so that it creates the simulation. And in that construct is the code that is consciousness. In other words, it allows us to share information subconsciously through the system. Everything in the matrix has the conscious. I don't care if it's a rock, a billboard, electrical plug. It has a form of consciousness. I showed you Dr. Valerie Hunt's videos where she videotaped from UCLA, and you could see the energetic value. You can see energetic value coming off of everything.
Well, and that was where it showed everything. The energetic value of love. That was really cool. That strongest.
Yeah, it is exponential. It grew exponential because the energy fed on itself. It was a self-orienting exponential growth.
This scene of mother and son is also unstaged. See that as the child moves into the mother's field, the affection between them changes the overall field to a pink color. Individuals' fields blend and enhance when there is a warm, caring relationship. These energy fields are the largest and the whitest that we have shown.
So scientists have a difficult time if they can't measure something. So when they talk about love or any of these esoteric concepts, if they don't tie into them in a tangible, physical way, they throw them out or put them aside and look for something that they can relate to in a physical world. So we've got to kind of grow and include more of what we understand in our world around us. So there's where scientists, and there's a lot of scientists, metaphysicians and esoteric scientists, quantum scientists that are starting to raise the reality up and starting to make people aware of all of this. Since everything is connected, like Max says, everything has a vibration, everything has a frequency. And that means everything. There's no exclusion.
Well, you can feel the energy,
so
I think.
Take that into consideration.
Ignore it.
Now we start looking at this matrix and try to discover how those connections start to have meaning. That's where we interpret this.
Okay, well, let's have some fun here. Could we be, as humans, we already established that we could actually create a simulation. Could we, in a certain amount of years as we advance, could we create a simulation with inside a simulation and really get ourselves messed up?
You could, obviously. You can do anything that you can think of. Okay. So what we've got to have is some guidelines, some morals, some ethics that help guide us. And we have all around us the right tools to see those things. We have to be guided sometimes. Sometimes those guidance are negative. And when we realize there's this yin-yang, this up-down, this concept of good and bad, when we recognize that, then we can start building our own moral and ethical world and start following it in a positive way. If you don't like the way something is going, change it.
Well, you make that statement. You say, can we build a construct inside of a construct that could go south? Who's to say that it's going south? Whose perspective is south? In other words, if you create utopia in your world and your husband helps manifest that by creating the energy involved, and you start creating your utopia. Why do you care what everything else is? If everything in your parameter inside your bubble is perfect, why do you care? I know this is your livelihood and this is what you do. This is your job this time around in the matrix. But let's say it wasn't for you to report to the outside world. If you create utopia in your world, why does it matter what's going on outside of your perspective? Why does it matter? You need to concentrate on you and the immediate people in your area and make that perfect so that creates perfect beside it. Does that make sense at all?
Well, what I get out of that is that, and I think this is this ties into a lot of different areas and teaching and wisdom, is focus on yourself first. Make sure the people and the people around you are taken care of and you're nurtured. And then from that standpoint, do what you can locally. And if you have a calling to do something broader, like I do and others do, that, and you have the skills and talents, then get out there and do it. But okay, Make sure you don't get out there and do that while everything in your local thing is all messed up.
That's exactly right.
Take care of yourself.
It says a good man controls and takes care of everything in his bubble and welcomes in everything in his bubble. That's his wife, his kids, his dogs, so forth. A great man increases the bubble and he welcomes in his community, his friends, his neighbors, and all those that he meets, and changes their life for the positive. And that's the difference, is where do you choose to make your bubble extend?
Grow.
You know, and different people are on different paths. Some of them are only here for a short time. You know, there's people that leave the matrix at 2 years old or, you know, 10 years old. And you say, oh, man, that's terrible. That young kid passed away. And it is, from our perspective, it is bad that kid left. But from that kid's perspective, he filled his part of the play so that those around him would learn from it so that they fulfilled their obligation for entering the matrix this time. They learned to deal with death at an early age. They learned to deal with a loved one being lost. In other words, not everything we choose to say it's bad or good or evil or kind, but from a scientific point, it just is. And you have to, if you're looking at it from the matrix point, if your part of the play is to leave at age 12 in a terrible car crash, that's you know, coming into the matrix, that's what you're going to do at age 12. And
well, and I believe, and I got to tell you, I think there's some serious issues in our matrix. You know, we've talked about this, you know, and I have some made shows about this. I believe our intention and our job right now is to fix that. I don't think that this is an acceptable place for people to learn. You can learn hard things, but you don't need to learn it in an environment like this. This is not acceptable.
Learn it repeatedly.
Agreeable. But if the majority of the avatars in the game don't even have their immediate priorities taken care of and their bubble under control and in love, then how can they extend beyond that back, because it's destroying behind them?
Well, we have some things to fix, obviously. And so we got to get to those basic elements. And that's what we're here to do and to fix. And because it's an unacceptable matrix for people to come and learn and grow. You can learn and grow here, but it's just not, I'm sorry, but that's not, you can learn and grow in other environments that are much more nurturing.
Yeah, no.
I don't know why I know 100%. That, but I know it.
but
call me somebody who's been around a while, and I'm not talking just in my lifetime, but maybe I've been around many souls' lives, and I know this is not right. But go ahead.
Well, you can go in historic cycles, which is mathematics, and they have great upheavals every so many years, and we fit in that cycle of upheavals. You know, you had Nam in the 60s, and now you've got us and the virus, and before that you had World War One, and before that it was the Great Depression. I mean, it just keeps, and then before that it was the Civil War, and before that it, in other words, it's a cycle of something that's mathematical. Hell, I threw my pen at you. It's a cycle of that's in the system. All right, what if the system is, how many minutes do we have left before we're calling it?
This is already a two-part show, so we've gone long today, and that's okay.
Let's call this getting close to the end. What if the system is exhausting its energy? In other words, what if the system, what if it allows the matrix to start falling apart as it starts to exhaust its capabilities to keep it flowing? What if it's a self, if it's a self-organizing program, and it feeds itself by creating energy through itself, like a tornado? Tornado picks up debris and cold air, and it circulates. What if this torus that's creating this matrix is running out of assets to create any more energy to feed the system, and we're starting to get the duplicates that we're seeing in backdrop people that you've got pictures of that we can share that are on security cameras? What if it's starting to just inadvertently fill in the blanks, substandard quality, and allow for virus to take place, for wars to break out? What if the system is close to reset?
Right. It has reached the bottom of the cycle. It has exhausted all of its negativity, and the only place it can go is positive. When we recognize those things, then we can raise our awareness and start making the changes to make that happen.
What system is ready to reset?
And it is.
And that needs to be your next show, is when has a system reset before, and what are the effects of that reset?
Where are we in the cycle?
And I love that. It's scary, but it's great, because you're saying it's exhausted its negativity. And what does that mean? And where, and how many times have we seen that in the past? And what can we learn from that? And yes, this sets up our next show, which is great. Let's talk about, quickly, can you talk about your background in a little broader sense so people can understand why you, I mean, because we're talking really big picture science and philosophy, and this is an amazing show. I love it. But you guys have some insight. Can you talk a little bit more to give people an insight on where you've come personally and how you've gotten here?
Me? I have a very eclectic background, lots of interest in a very diverse way. I earned 5 science degrees in diverse areas because I wanted to know a little bit about a lot of things. I involved myself in philosophy of all kinds of things. I belong to several organizations. One of my favorite is the Association for Research and Enlightenment, Edgar Cayce Foundation. And there's a number of scientists that I've worked with in there, including like Dean Radin and Stephen Schwartz. There's just so many diverse things to know and understand. And I totally understand that everything is connected. So the more dots that I can find and pull into place, the better my picture gets. And that's why I'm looking at everything and trying to understand it at a depth that it affects me. Philosophy, science, engineering, activities within people and organizations. I belong to a spiritual group this is my 34th year with them. And this year they're giving me, this coming Saturday, I'm getting a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Oh, excellent.
For 34 years involved with them.
Very well deserved.
It's fun. It's one opportunity for me to give with unconditional love. I have no expectations for the outcome. I started on day one knowing this spiritual organization could use help, physical help, digging trenches, building things, helping make things. And so I got into it without any expectations. And 34 years now. So I have a very diverse background. I'm a handyman. I'm an engineer, a scientist, a hobbyist.
Pain in the ass.
A pain in the ass. Like that. And I'm pretty good at all of them.
Max says that you're pretty good at that one too. But I know I am too, so
I followed the more conventional path, you know, played high school sports, excelled, went to college in Austin, worked in real estate, worked in new energy, conservation. Then I went to work with FEMA and the government and some other government entities, and became unsatisfied with reality as I see it, and kind of went off on a tangent for a couple of years, soul searching, a sabbatical, as you might want to say, and studied various religions. I was an ordained minister, so I can stand toe-to-toe with a Christian and cite Bible passages. I can meditate with a Tibetan monk, as good as a Tibetan monk. So I wasn't getting the answers that I wanted in this world. And seeked solutions outside the norm because there wasn't any books in the library that covered. There wasn't an internet when this all hit me. So to find it, I had to travel and to seek solutions that way. And that's how Phil and I came together, was through think tanks. And I'm part of multiple think tanks, and you know, and it's because of the forward thinking and out of the box thinking. In fact, here's two patent letters for two more patents that were awarded to me. So, and there's millions of patents. So, millions and millions of patents. So, to even get a patent in today's society is tough. And I get them by the multiples. So, I think outside the box, and I live outside the box, and I believe outside the box.
Yes.
And that's allowed us to achieve everything that he and I have done in the present.
Well, and let's get to some of the things that you do. And I know you do the C60, but there's a deeper reason why you do C60. And I've come to learn that. And that's why I like to work with you guys. But there's other things that you do as well. Let's talk about C60 quick, because that's what but talk about why you like it so much, why it's so good. Because I just get messages all the time of how it's helping people. And then dive into some of the things that you do beyond that, and why, you know, get to the why, because this is more of an uplifting show. We want to really get to the why.
Max will elaborate on this extensively, but from my opinion, carbon 60, we're carbon beings. When we ingest carbon 60, it affects everything about us, everything. All we have to do is start removing some of the barriers for it to work better and faster. Now, carbon 60 and the oils are carriers. The carbon 60 helps everything. And when we identified that and we knew it can help anybody and everybody, that was such an encouragement for me to know and participate in helping heal people and everything around us with a basic natural element. And that makes it important because nobody can manipulate it past its carbon 60 atoms.
I created, I was one of the first, if not the first, to play with the carbon-60 molecule in the public realm. When they had done the research, to Masao and them had done the research, which Masao reached out to me to be a part of our organization. I have the emails. But Masao had done the research with the mice showing that it rejuvenated mice. I was working on refrigerants. I'll go into it quickly. And I was using nanoparticle carbons for transfer of heat. And I ran across this research. Well, I didn't run across it by mistake, because less than a week later, my son called me and said my mom was having early Alzheimer issues. And I remembered that mouse research. So I started creating some of the C60 particles mixed with oils following Masao's research, because my mom had nowhere to go but down. And this was a last ditch effort to save her life. And I came home from California to the mountains of Colorado so that I could give it to her. And I took it along with her, because if it was going to have a derogatory effect, I was going to be subjected to it also. And in 90 days, she got her driver's license and started driving a car again.
I saw those driver's licenses. It says no restrictions. She used to wear glasses. She passed her test without her glasses.
And so from that point on, it's just parlayed. We started doing more research. When you look at our early research and when we first did this back in 2012, there wasn't 10 articles on the internet about C60. Now there's millions, because there's thousands of people trying to duplicate what we're doing. And so with that being said, I didn't do it for the monetary gain. I did it to help my mother. And the peripheral people here in town that started taking it and telling their families about it, and those people telling their families about it, and it grew organically. To this date, I have never paid for one advertisement, not one, because it's all sold itself organically, because it works from within. Now, if we want to weave around to what other things we do, we move bugs using quantum entanglement. Not only do I move bugs using quantum entanglement is tied to the C60. I have hit a machine feeding the C60 quantum entanglement for it to do the greater good in your body at all times. So anybody that takes it that says, oh, I don't feel anything, or it made my stomach upset, it's all a farce, because this product doesn't do anything but remove the fire that causes the burn.
It's a day of stress.
And you take it a step farther, which I love, as far as figuring out frequency and all sorts of things, because you're always diving into more science. And we can talk about that later on why your product is so amazing. You got the curcumin and you got other things, but you are taking it a step farther. And maybe we just throw that out there a little bit, but on how it's so great for people. But I got to tell you, I have a lot of vanity. I got my eyebrows. I did this microblading. I went to the most natural person I can find, because I am not a very vain person. If it was up to me, I'd wear my hair in a ponytail, never wear makeup, and just, you know, go. That people who know me know that I'm kind of like that. And I got tired. So I'm like, I don't want to ever do my eyebrows, right? And so my daughter's been bugging me for a year that she wanted it done. I'm like, well, maybe I want to do it too. So I went and got them done. And they're supposed to scab up. I've been putting C60. They told me to do something else. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do the C60. And I've been putting the C60 on them twice a day. I didn't get scabs. So for people who get tattoos, that's a big deal. There's a lot of people that get tattoos. People that get tattoos, they should start using the C60 oil and see if you don't get scabs and how it heals. Because for me, I didn't get scabs. I mean, I'm in a scientific experiment of one, but I didn't get any scabs. So that's something to start from. That's amazing. So anyways, yeah. I had to tell you that because that's pretty cool.
Well, thank you. It's designed, even through quantum entanglement, it's designed to overcome any negative force that it meets. That's what it's designed to do. Through the quantum field, outside the realm of science, through the quantum entanglement. That's what is programmed into it. That's why on the bottle it has the mantra about how you can change yourself. If you read that mantra twice a day or once a day when you take those pills and you believe it, everything that you say in that mantra will come true.
I think you're right. Yep. I've noticed you start practicing that.
Absolutely. Yep. I studied with most of the major mystery schools, the Rosicrucians, the Freemasons, most of them. I'm still a member of a couple of them. And every one of them has a common understanding of energy and reality. And that's where I got into the understanding for my own self and how I apply what I'm doing. So there is absolute knowledge to be gained and integrated into the way we live.
How's your dad doing on the nebula?
Oh, he loves it. He was a skeptic from day one on everything, and now they are hardcore nebulizer people. So I think everybody, I'm my doctor, who is 75 and has an existing condition, he is going to look into it now. So I love him just because he's a doctor that'll actually listen to me, and we can learn back and forth. He's a doctor. I'm going to listen to him, but he'll actually listen to me too. And that's great. If you don't have a doctor that'll listen to you too, then maybe you don't have the right one. But it's yeah. Great. And my dad is just, because he used to have this congestion in his chest and mucus and things, and it's totally clears him out. He's feeling so much better. He still needs to lose weight. I'm working on it with him. And he's taking the Tetradin. He's not as hungry, but you can still gain weight by having a physical addiction to eating, even if you have gotten rid of the chemical addiction to eating. And so there's layers of problems that people can have, especially if you were somebody that used to smoke.
I'm 74. And I'm healing in so many different ways on so many different levels. I honestly say, people, I'm 74 going on 30 because I feel it.
I feel younger too. Yeah. I think I look younger. I feel younger. But
yeah, you ought to go back. We ought to go back and compare our earlier shows to this show. Do a side by side with our earlier shows and look and see what you look like and we look like versus now. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
C60 also helps your psychic development.
Oh, it's amazing stuff. And, you know, if nobody bought it tomorrow, if everybody quit buying it or whatever case may be, c'est la vie, c'est la vie. I have enough C60 to last me my lifetime is all I can say. So, you know, I know that I'm not going to stop taking it. You know, it's saved my animals. It's given me life, gave my mother back to me. I mean, there's so many things that are irreplaceable that this product has given me the opportunity. So I strongly believe in it. My son has had to have polyp surgery multiple times to remove polyps in his nose. And when I developed the nebulizer and the oil for it, and I sent him some around December, he went in for surgery and I had them removed, and they remove them every 40 to 80 days. I think, I don't remember the exact time, maybe it's 6 months. There's no polyp development, zero polyp development. The doctor goes, what did you change your diet? Did you change your environment? Did you change? He goes, no. He said, my dad sent me the C60 gel caps and this product. He goes, whatever it is,
continue.
It's magic. It works because we don't have a solution. That works. So, you know.
Yeah, it's really, it's just a basic, like we used to say, it's just a basic element everybody should be taking, just like vitamin C or D3 or what. It's that. It's a simple element that everyone should be taking, and it's not on the, you know, what do you call the pyramid of, it needs to be. It's that basic for human beings, I think. It's just, we need to catch up to that. But, you know, you guys are great, and I thank you so much. And we set up the next show because we talked about the reset, and I think that's an important show that we're going to do next. And thank you so much for everything you do. Where can people, well, they know how to get hold of you. I put all your information up. I have, you have the C60 in the, on my shop, but do you also have blogs? Do you also have new videos? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I was working on a paper writing about the Matrix, and we respond to everybody that emails us, but we don't have actual blogs, and we probably should. We just don't find the time. Most everything is through you, because we had to reset this show 3 or 4 times to make it fit both of our schedules because of the research we're doing and where we're going. I mean, I'm extracting gold from gold coins and nanoparticles using different spectrums of laser. And we're going to see how that works in the body and on the body for collagen generation and other things. So we're always doing something. I don't accept what is here. I push the limits to the next level. So
that's how I feel. We're here to figure it out. Let's do it. Let's get it figured out. Let's do what we can.
Dude, I'm bored if I'm not swinging for the fence. And so that's just the way it is.
Love that. That's exactly right. Well, thank you, both of you, so much. And I think, Phil, you might run for Asgardia Parliament, right?
I'm going to look into it. I'm now a resident of Asgardia. And I paid my fee. It got passed through because there was a little bit of a glitch because they're trying to convert euros with dollars going through one of my credit cards, Visa. And I finally said, look, it's taken 3 weeks to do this. And I just paid it in PayPal and it accepted it in 5 minutes. So
it's not that big. It's like 100 euros. It's like getting a permit for your car. You know, I mean, it costs money. Yeah. And it helps it. But I might do that too, become a resident. But you might run for parliament. And if I do too, we can share it together. But if you run for parliament, I will make sure that I get that information out to people because we need to vote for you.
Yeah, it's an important organization. It's very eclectic. It's global. And it's got a goal that I buy into 100%.
Yeah, I like that goal of treating everyone fairly and looking. They're just people are souls are souls. They're getting past the human form and just saying we're looking at the soul, you know, everybody's a soul. And that's what they've declared. And I love that.
Yes. Yeah. It's something that I'm going to buy into a lot. I mean, participate in some way because it's, you know, it's the next thing in my life.
Yeah. And you're going to live a long time. You're a young boy.
I know.
Okay.
He
well,
looks
great.
Like Moses, but.
Well, that's okay. Or Santa Claus. If you could be, you could
Santa
do.
Santa Claus.
You could do the Santa yes. Claus, the, you know, have you been asked to
Here,
do
let
Santa
me raise,
Claus?
Let me raise my chair to his
height. Max is a little bit taller than me. He's 6'5", and I'm 5'6".
Yeah. It's that Matrix thing working.
Okay. Well, good. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. You guys are so much fun.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.